Amen. What a wonderful, wonderful thought. Brother Matt, if you'll come up at this time, help us out on a prayer request. Our dear sister Virginia Kirby went to be with the Lord yesterday about 5:30 in the afternoon. So we're going to pray for her family, for Donnie, for all the family there. Matt, they were going over today and making arrangements, so we really don't know anything. Hopefully sometime this week you'll be getting information. If things work out, I'm surmising that the service will possibly be at Jefferson. There'll be a reception over at actually Franconia Baptist down in the basement over there. They have a wonderful facility over there. Somebody asked me one time, said, do you get more of a blessing when you are singing or when you listen? And I answered, when I have the privilege to listen to the words of a great writer, I get a blessing from the message in the song. Whether I'm singing, whether I'm listening, whether I'm just traveling along in the roadway on a wonderful John Deere riding lawnmower, wherever I may be, there are hymns, there are choruses that will touch your heart. You can preach on every subject in this Bible. You can memorize every verse. You can know every story. But until you know that He simply loves you, that is the number one theme through this book that lies open in front of me. Amen. 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 Well, it's time for you to feel bad in church. How many did your homework? Don't raise your hand. Don't you raise your hand and look around with disdain to the person next to you who did not raise their hand. The parable of the workers in the vineyard. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. Now when he had agreed with his laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And when he was out the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace and said to them, you also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right I will give you. So they went. And again he went about the sixth and the ninth hour and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle and said to them, why have you been standing here idle all day? They said to him, because no one hired us. He said to them, you also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right you will receive. So when the evening had come, the owner of the vineyard said to his steward, call the laborers and give them their wages, beginning with the last to the first. And when they came who were hired about the 11th hour, they each received a denarius. But when the first came, they supposed that they would receive much more, and they likewise received a denarius. When they had received it, they complained against the landowner, saying, these last men have worked only 1 hour, and you made them equal to us who have borne the burden and the heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what is yours and go your way. I wish to give to this last man the same as to you. It is not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things, or is your evil eye because I am good? So the last will be first and the first last, for many are called and few are chosen. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word. God, just let us clear our minds and hearts so we receive that truth that you have for each one of us as individuals. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. All God's people said amen.
Amen.
That's a real tough story. The man went out and hired day laborers. How many know what a day laborer is? My mother says, I've been a day laborer my whole life. I wish you'd remember that. But this story is so difficult because if you just read over and you glance over it, it simply doesn't seem fair. So as many stories in the Bible, I encourage you to look into it, to find out, dig in, understand better what this story is really about. This is a parable or an illustration that Jesus gives for those trying to understand. Later on, when he would go and hang upon a cross, think about the thief who hung beside him on that cross, who Jesus says, today, this evening, tonight, you will be with me in paradise. And then, think about Judas, one who traveled with him for 3 years, saw every miracle, saw everything that Jesus did, every eye that was open, every lame man who walked, everything that Jesus did, and rejected him. Let's back up now. During that time, most of the land in Israel was the nice lowlands, fertile fields, but they would plow for crops and also where the cattle would graze. But then on those steep hills, on those rocky banks there, on those areas, they would make rows and rows for vineyards to grow wine, those grapes. Planted early and harvest probably late in September. So when the harvest time came, the work was very busy, very busy. Even when you prepared the fields, those rocks had to be carried up the steep cliffs, set in things, so the rows would catch the water. Even the topsoil, they said, was carried up those hills to make the ground fertile enough to grow the grapes. He goes out that morning. And if you'll read the first part, he said he went to hire laborers for his vineyard. And he agreed with the laborers for a denarius. How much pay is that? A denarius. Is actually slightly under 4 grams of silver. It is the pay that a Roman soldier would earn for 1 day's work. A denarius, coming from that Latin, Miss Ruby's not here today, is she? Well, you tell her I was quoting Latin the other day when he was preaching the other day. You make sure you let Ruby know that when she gets back here. I may get a birthday card. Coming from that Latin, 10. It was the value of 10 donkeys. Now, it was a very, very large amount for a day laborer. Basically, if you went out here today, you go and there are places where you can go today and find day laborers. And if you make an offer of $6-7, I'm just happy, you know, you come. But you don't go out and offer someone at least a couple $100 a day for a day labor. So think of it in those terms. Those first laborers who he went out and hired, they were ecstatic. He is going to pay us the same wages that they pay a Roman soldier, the highest paid worker of the day, to go out and work as his field for 1 day. He came back at 9 o'clock. He came back at 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And those laborers knew that he was an honest man because all he said, I will give you what is fair. And they immediately went to work. And then that last hour before sundown, he goes, he hires more laborers. They'll end up working for an hour. At the end of the day, he calls his steward, says, now pay the last man first. The last man stands up. He gives him a denarius. And boy, can you imagine everybody else in line going, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. If they gave them a denarius for just an hour's work, how much more is he going to give us? But then down the line, he gave each of the workers the same wage. Just like folks, the last one said what? It's not fair. These guys have only been in the field for an hour under the hot sun when we've been here all day long. So the landowner stops him and he says, whoa, it is not unlawful for me to give you what I agreed to give you. He said, do not let your evil eye, the evil eye is nothing more than jealousy. It's not fair. It's not fair. It's not fair. One of the hardest things for people to understand about the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is His grace. It is given to you freely. It is something that you cannot earn. You cannot work your way in. It is simply His to give. None of these wages, remember this, were earned because they were all paid so much more than what was the going rate. Basically, this landowner was giving a gift to each one. And that gift was even. Think of it like this. The landowner is God. The vineyard is, it's the kingdom. The laborers are simple believers. A day of work is a lifetime. And you may have worked for God many, many hours or just one. That evening is eternity. Where are you going to spend it? The steward who handed out the payment, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was given all the power of entrance into eternity by Him being on that cross. Denarius, eternal life. What can you learn from this? First and foremost, number one thing to kind of be focused on, to try to understand is, our salvation is not earned. It is freely given. God always, always, always gives us so much more than we deserve. Because trust me, even the best thing that you do, the bestest of the bestest, still is looked upon as filthy rags when it comes to the glory of God. Think about this. That landowner, he went looking for laborers. Salvation is initiated by God. I hear everything on the internet. I hear all these things and everybody's talking and all these shows and all. Everybody's talking, everybody's looking for God, and I am here to tell you that God is looking for you. God is the one who initiates. God went in to find laborers. God is in the business of bringing people in. God went and looked for laborers. He was looking for people who had a need. God calls sinners, not the self-sufficient. Oh, I think I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, I think I'm better than most people around. Don't y'all look around. I'm just still up here as an illustration. Don't y'all be looking around. Oh, I think I'm better than most. God is looking for sinners, not the self-sufficient. Amen. Amen. At the end of the day, when he handed out those denarius, God keeps his promise. He has kept his promise to me time and time again. He has allowed me to deal with things, to get through strife and struggles and challenges, because God keeps his promise. And to me personally, the most important thing about this whole little sermon, this whole little illustration, this whole little story, is that my God is gracious. He gives to me salvation because it is a gift that I have not earned. He is gracious in his gift to me. Because I tell you, folks, there have been a whole lot of people that have been a whole lot more faithful than I have. They've done things for others. They've done the right thing when at times in my life I have not. And I thank God that he is gracious to give his gift to me, a sinner such as I. I know a lot of people have struggles and they look around and ask why, I don't understand. I don't understand why bad things happen to good people. I don't understand why this individual and that individual. Can you imagine? Could you imagine that day when that thief hung upon that cross? And those disciples were there. Those had kind of looked from afar away because none were brave enough to stand with him. And Jesus turned and said, "Tonight you will be with me in paradise." Why? Because of your faith, not because of any work you have done, not for any church membership, not for any offering plates, not for any songs in the choir. No, you are simply a believer because of your faith in me. And I thank God that he gives it freely. We are all the same at the foot of the cross. What a wonderful, wonderful thought today. Heavenly Father, we have come into your house, and God, you've given us rain as we came in. But Heavenly Father, you filled this room, you filled this congregation with your love. We have felt your Holy Spirit lead us, guide us, direct us. We felt how precious it was to have the choir to sing. And God, we felt each one of us as individuals that we could tell you personally that we thank you for dying for us by this receiving of a wafer and a small cup of juice. God, allow us to simply believe, to simply call upon you, God, to come into our hearts, to live through us, God, to make us simply your children. We thank you that you give us this gift. We thank you for this day. We thank you for each one who has been here. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence. Now give us safe traveling mercies as we leave this house today. Be with the families, God.